The Supreme Court simply threw out the appeal by the president. They have indicated reasons to follow. They've basically thrown out the appeal and they've ordered the president to convert those elections no later than the 30th of August.
What about the other 20-plus vacant constituencies around the country?
Technically, it basically means since all those other constituencies other than these three are more or less in the same boat, technically it means you must call elections for all those constituencies. But from the court's decision point of view, he is only ordered to call those elections in respect of those three legislators that went to the Supreme Court. He might take his time until the other, you know, affected MPs decide to take the matter to court.
If the president was to be forced to hold by-elections in all these constituencies, is this likely to bolster his calls for a general election since there are so many vacant constituencies?
The irony of him losing this case in the Supreme Court is that it actually wins him on the political side. Well, he can simply say, look, now we have no choice, we must call for those elections. It does give him some bit of a boost.